Hey, welcome to the Puma Podcast. I'm Puma.
Yeah, and I'm Tori. I'm, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was really quick.
Oh, as you were. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh. And on the Puma Podcast, we talk about
Jesus, life, and everything in between, friends.
Yes, we do.
Everything in between.
Yeah, that was really quick.
It was quick.
Are you okay today?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No, I'm good. Yeah. Are you good? Yeah. Okay. So, well, we're talking. There's a story I wanted to share, right?
I want to share it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
So, we're in 1 Corinthians 13, looking at what the Apostle Paul shared about love and, you know, our real love series. And I wanted to share a story introducing our topic today. Back when I was in college, back home, we used to play softball.
Oh, I got a better story. I think I know where you're going with this. So on this topic at 1 Corinthians 13, I think my story fits better. So,
well, I want to share my story.
Yeah, but mine's better. Okay, all right.
You're being a little rude.
I'm being really rude.
You are. You're being a little obnoxiously rude this morning.
Yeah, just, you know, it was planned.
Yeah, what did you eat?
Apparently not enough.
Not enough.
No, guys, we're just joking. I am being rude.
I don't know if I'm joking or not. I'm a little hurt and offended.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not being honoring.
I'm not being honoring at all.
No.
Well, and that's the point, right? I mean, yeah, we planned this beforehand. I would interrupt him in the intro and it'd interrupt his story. I do want to hear your story, but it kind of fits.
Well,
what
I don't
want to
share the story now.
Oh no!
Yeah,
it's too real.
it's too real. No, but this happens all the time. All the time, we feel it all the time, where somebody is disgracing us or dishonoring us, or someone is just not considerate with us. We're in social settings and, you know, someone's speaking and you have others that are not paying attention and just kind of being rude or obnoxious. You see this politically all the time when someone is wanting to speak and you have people that are just, just being rude and obnoxious, you know, not letting them speak. There's all different ways. I was going to share my story when I was in college, back home for the summer, church softball. And, you know, we had a game and we were in the city league. So we were playing against, you know, like Union 409 and, you know, other like just guys that weren't church going guys. We were in the city softball league, but we were a church. So we had a church sponsor, you know, and so we had a lot of fun. And a lot of the people that, you know, the different teams, you know, people that we knew in town and whatnot. And we had an intern pastor come visit us for the summer. And he was lived kind of kitty corner from the church. And the field that we were at was actually right next to our church. And so our game was going on against this other team. And while the pitcher is pitching the softball, this intern pastor walks out of his house, walks across the field while we're playing, right where the ball is being pitched. And everyone just, the other team just stops like, what's going on? He just walked right through the infield, right through the outfield, right over and walks into the church. The church that we have our shirts on, you know, the name of our church. Yeah.
So you're saying during this church softball league, the senior pastor decided to walk across the field.
No, he was an intern pastor.
Intern pastor.
Thank you. Yeah,
walk across the field while you're playing.
So yeah, so the game's going on. It was almost as if he didn't see either team there, and you know the guy. I mean, some of the things that the other team were saying obviously wouldn't be suitable for children or grown men. I mean, were really, really ticked off.
Yikes!
But this is the idea of being rude, not understanding the situation, not understanding the setting, and acting in a very self-centered way that is oblivious to the people around you, being very dishonoring, not seeing the situation.
Yeah,
it's like at a funeral, right? Mm. At a funeral, there's just a certain way to act at a funeral. There's ways to be disgraceful and rude and really self-focused at a funeral that would be really distasteful.
Yeah, inappropriate.
Yeah. And so this is what, you know, the Apostle Paul wrote here. He says, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, does not boast, is not arrogant, and is not rude or dishonoring.
Yeah.
And so this is what we want to kind of tease out a little bit here today.
Yeah.
You know, what's it mean to be rude? Because if I asked, are you a rude person? Probably most people listening would say, no, I'm really not that rich.
Right. Yeah. Well, and even like in the silly, you know, just as we started this podcast, right? Okay, I'm going to interrupt you twice and, you know, kind of a silly joke. But that, don't we do that though sometimes? Like, you know, that was intentionally being rude to make a point. But sometimes it's not that intentional. It's just, we just happen to think our opinion is better and we interrupt. And like, even with good intentions, we can be very rude sometimes. And you're right. In 1 Corinthians 13, if we are talking about real love, the love that comes from God, agape love, it isn't rude. And you're right. I think a lot of us think, oh, I don't have a rude problem. But maybe as we explore this, maybe we do. And maybe God might have a word for us on how to be Christ-like and to show real love. So yeah.
All right.
Let's dive into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, Puma. So yeah, love is not rude.
It is not rude. You know, rude or dishonoring, different translations mm-hmm. Translate this a little, you know, differently.
Yeah.
You know, it's having very bad manners, right? Mm. So you're at Thanksgiving dinner and, you know, maybe you say a prayer around Thanksgiving and then everyone just kind of like dives in and grabs stuff and you grab, you know, the bowl of stuffing, right? You right. know, when grandma was reaching for it and you grab it, you know, right before she gets to it and you take it, right? That's being rude or dishonoring, yeah. right? I mean, yeah. there's all kinds of different ways that this plays out.
Yeah. Well, even so, I know I'll go back to youth group because I have a great church. I love our youth group, but we all have moments of rudeness. I remember we had some guest students come to visit. Which is awesome. We were playing dodgeball that night, which is a great game. Big fan of dodgeball. And one of the guys threw the ball, like had two balls in his hands, threw one up, kind of lopped it over, and then tried to drill the new kid and missed. And the new kid ended up catching the first ball he threw up. And so this guy was out, and this guy was so mad. He walked off and he yelled, "Everybody, get the new kid out." And I just saw the new kid's heart just sink. Mm. I mean, he was just, he's new to a church, doesn't really have any friends. And this, you know, kind of leader kind of kid just is so mad and was so unkind. But his rudeness, that kid didn't come back for months. And yeah. I remember thinking, oh, so sad.
Yeah. And there's probably other words you can
yes,
put to that
yeah, right.
as well. But the idea of rudeness comes in there where you're not understanding the sensitivity of mm-hmm. how someone being new to your group might feel.
Right.
Right. And so you act in a way that is not sensitive to them, mm-hmm. a way that is sort of, you know, not morally good and in yeah. a way that kind of disgraces them, embarrasses them.
Right. Well, and maybe it's more subtle than that. Right. So I was injured a few years back and we had a guest, and kind of intern youth pastor come and he taught, and you talk about not being sensitive, right? I mean, the whole teen dodgeball, that was a more extreme example. But sometimes we can be dishonoring in other ways. I remember he was preaching and he was new, right? New at the church. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to preach. And he's like, I know you have a lot of old people at the church and they all kind of dress up nice. And he was a young guy, probably, you know, early 20s. He's like, so I'm going to preach. I'm going to wear a hoodie and jeans to make a statement and stick it to the old people. And I thought, okay, it's not wrong to wear a hoodie and it's not wrong to wear jeans to preach. But if you're trying to make a statement to the old people, as in, you know, you don't have to wear suit and tie, which I don't think you have to. It may not have been sin to wear a hoodie, but it was very rude and dishonoring to his congregation.
Right. The motivation behind that
yeah.
was rude and dishonoring. And there's a time and a place for things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not wrong to wear a hoodie. Now, if you are maybe an inner city church, maybe that's appropriate.
Right.
Right?
Maybe right. That, you're right.
I mean, again, this is where we want to go. Just tell me the rule, and then we'll make everybody follow it, right?
Right.
Everybody here has to wear a suit and tie, or one doesn't wear a suit and tie. Well, that's not the point. The point right. is, am I a loving person?
Mm-hmm.
Am I sensitive to the people around me? Do I care enough about how they are feeling or thinking? Are they new?
Mm-hmm.
Are they feeling insecure? Can I? So am I going to be disgraceful, distasteful, right. crude, etc.? You know,
yeah.
I mean, there are certain words that you might use that aren't necessarily bad words, right?
Yeah.
But you might use in one setting that you wouldn't use in another setting.
Right. It would hurt other people in a
yeah.
different group.
You know, now you could talk this way with your friend, but you wouldn't talk this way with your grandmother, right? Right. Because there's a time and a place, right? There's a decorum, or and so this is the idea of this rudeness or this dishonoring, or it is when I'm defying, in a sense, the social standard of decency, let's say.
Yeah. Well, and this whole idea of honoring, I think I like that. It just connects more with me. But yeah, to not be rude, to not be dishonoring. We live in a culture that's so dishonoring. I mean, before the podcast, you talked about politics. Oh my goodness.
Right.
The amount of dishonor. We may not agree with a politician, but we still need to act honorably. Right. Because according to this passage, real love is not rude. It does not dishonor. And yeah, even if it goes against what we believe, we're still called, as Christ followers, we're still called to be honoring.
Right. And there's a time and a place to, in a sense, be defiant, right? There's an appropriate time and a place to be defiant. Mm-hmm. When I do something to disgrace somebody intentionally, or to embarrass them intentionally, or to shame them intentionally, and I use the word intentionally,
intentionally,
right? But I use the word intentionally, even though sometimes we do it and we're not consciously thinking of it, but we are intentionally caring about ourselves, right?
Yeah,
and
that's
true. So, like, you know, there's someone new comes and visits. You talk about the kids that came to your group, come new to visit.
Yeah,
I can intentionally not talk to them. I can intentionally just hang out with my friends.
Yeah, avoid them,
and just, you know, be rude or not, you know, give them attention. When I've been someplace new, and we've all been somewhere new, you know, it's very awkward, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
isolated.
It's very, yeah.
You don't know anybody.
And it can be scary and whatnot, you know? So when love says, how can I think about how they might be feeling or experiencing and how can I love them versus be rude to them or to embarrass them or to shame them?
Yeah, shame is a good word too. You know, and maybe not that used much in the West, but there is a sense of things we do that really do hurt and shame other people. You know, and I've heard someone say, "Well, Tori, Jesus flipped tables. So, you know, if I'm rude to someone, I'm right." And like, I've seen this all over Facebook. Maybe you've seen the theological debates on Facebook. Oh my goodness, some of the things that are said, it might be true.
There's a lot of theological debates, and I would love to jump in there.
Yeah,
because I have some things I would like to say, but yeah, it's not the time or the place for that.
Mm-hmm. And just because what you might say is true doesn't mean you're being honoring, right? Yeah. I mean, the first part of this chapter, right? You know, it talks, if I have the voices of angels and I speak in tongues and blah, 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 but have not love, we can be very rude and be technically right, but right. In sin, because we're not loving.
Yeah, what I say might be a truth statement, but because of my rudeness and unloving, it is not beneficial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's something called like good manners, for instance, right?
Yeah.
Good manners.
Proper etiquette.
You know, where do those things come from? I mean, in our culture today, especially the American culture, we are so loose with everything.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid in grade, you know, in grade school, first, second grade, if I had a question, what would I do with the teacher?
Probably raise your hand.
I would raise my hand and I would wait for the teacher to do what?
To call on me.
Now, why? That was just good manners, right? She's the teacher, I'm the student.
Right.
And if I have something to say, I raise my hand, and then she calls on me. When she calls on me, then I can speak.
Yeah, it's respectful.
Right. But see, it also helps for orderliness in the room. Otherwise, if there's no manners or customs or decorum or structure, you end up, you know, having chaos. People talking over each other.
Yeah.
And this isn't what we see today. We see people talking over each other, through each other, around each other. We have no communication, no understanding.
Right.
No one is being blessed or benefited. Often in social settings where people are just going every direction
out of control.
Yeah. But even in classes today, you know, when people don't follow. So it's not like we got to follow this social norm, right? But these social norms or cues are there to really help the group move forward together.
Yeah.
Right. And so if I can help with that and not be rude, not be bad mannered, let's say, you know, have good manners, be considerate of whoever's speaking, let's say, and listen and take your turn. To respect authority would you know, to
Yeah. Do that. Well, I have a question about that too, because that's a good point. We are called to not be rude, you know, to be honorable, to act, you know, in a way that shows honor. But what about the people who don't deserve it? I mean, really, what about the friend who is just a complete jerk and they're so rude to us? We don't have to be rude back, but do we have to show honor? I mean, because the idea here is an action. I mean, this word is used twice in this book, you know, to act honorably, to not be rude.
Yeah.
What about people like that?
Well, didn't God say that we don't have to love if the context is different? Right? Is that what God said? We don't have to love if the people are jerks? Right, that's exactly what God said, right? Is that what God said?
No.
We don't. Yeah, see, love is not about the context, or it's not about, you know, the situation. It is who I am. Am I being loving, regardless of the context, regardless of the situation, regardless of the person? Just because someone is acting dishonorably or someone is acting sinfully does not excuse me to not love them.
Interesting. Yeah.
So we look at Jesus. I mean, we go back to Jesus as our model, our standard, right?
Yeah.
Just because people around him, and I mean, the statement on the cross, "Father, forgive them; they don't know what they're doing," is such a convicting statement.
And they were extremely rude to Jesus.
Because he is acting in love, regardless of the cost or the consequences, regardless of the situation, regardless of the context. And so we are never excused to be rude, to be disgraceful, to be intentionally to embarrass or to shame others. That's never appropriate. That is not this kind of agape love that the Apostle Paul is writing about. That's reflected in the life of Jesus, the heart of Jesus.
Yeah. There's no conditions in this verse.
Right.
Like, well, don't be rude if they're also, you know, not being rude.
If they're being rude, I should be rude back.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, this is how we often think, you know.
Right.
Well, they're being rude, so I can be rude.
Right. Cause and effect, right?
If they're talking over me, then I can talk over them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unfortunate, but you're right. We tend to match, if not go overboard. If someone's mean to me, I mean, what if that new kid, right, said to the other kid that got, you know, the ball that he caught, and as he's walking away off, you know, serves you right. I mean, he could have been rude back.
Right.
You know, and I think it's challenging because it's true. I am tempted to react and treat people the way I'm treated. But for the Christ follower, again, to love, to really love the way God has called us to, we are to act honorably and to not be rude regardless if we agree with the person, regardless if they're nice to us, regardless if we're at church or at work, at school, at our job. We are called to be people who are not rude, because people who love God's way aren't. They just aren't.
Right.
And I think that's a cool challenge. So Puma, what's a good application question for us today?
Yeah, well, we're thinking about, you know, application questions. You know, again, when I enter like a room or with a group of people, you know, do I actually think about how the group or the situation, you know, people are feeling, experiencing, and how I can be a help to that? So to be rude is I'm not a help. I'm not a loving help to this group or to this person.
Mm-hmm. How can I honor them despite them?
Right. You know, how can I show good manners, let's say, in this situation, you know, with, you know, someone in authority over me, or maybe someone who is less advantaged than me, someone, a situation where someone maybe has less understanding than I have, that I can still treat them with respect, you know, and dignity, and not be rude. So again, it's always this idea of being rude or dishonoring has so many different ways that we can express this unlovingness.
Yeah, right. You're right. There's so many nuances to this particular, you know, command to not be rude, to act honorably, really. And yeah, whether it's being observant enough to know the needs of the group, you know, I'm probably, if I am aware this person, you know, has a, not that I smoke or drink, but if I know they have a drinking or smoking issue, to not be rude or to hurt them, I'm going to choose not to talk about those topics, to not do it in front of them.
Right.
You know, to be considerate to the extent of making the choice, I will not be rude, which means I have to observe. I have to care about the group. I have to, have to actually notice.
Have my eyes off myself and not to those around me.
Yeah, and that's a choice, right? To not be rude is a choice. It is a choice to honor people, to not be rude, because most people are. I mean, honestly, most people we meet are tend to be more rude than kind.
Well, we live in a world that is just rude and bad-mannered.
Yeah.
Especially in American culture.
Yeah.
And it's excused.
It is.
And just because something is excused doesn't make it right.
Agreed. Yeah. No, that's a good word. Yeah. So yeah, that's a good application question. Yeah. How can I honor people in whatever room I'm in, and how can I make the choice to be considerate enough to not be rude? That's good. Well, guys, thank you for joining us again. I just love just having a platform to learn. And I appreciate you, Puma, for walking us through these verses. And yeah, God's word is so rich, you know, and I love the challenge. You know, I don't want to be a rude person. You know, they will know us by our love for one another. They will not know us by our rudeness to one another. And sometimes in the Christian circles, there's a lot of rudeness going on.
Yes.
So if you have any questions, as always, feel free to email us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, we'll see you next Friday at 10:10. Till then, guys. Bye. Yep,
bye-bye.